This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. In just a few minutes on Ozarks, how pampering your princess can lead to big money for other area children.
First, a few notes. Huntsville District Court is canceled for today, but it has been rescheduled for 1 p.m. next Thursday, February 13th. An event that is still on, however, is the Samaritan Community Center. They're looking forward to seeing you at 1 million packs and counting. That's tomorrow morning from 7 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. I believe that's a kind of a snack pack. They pass out snack packs to area children. They do note that if Bentonville Public Schools are closed due to winter weather, the event will be held at the Samaritan Community Center, which is located at 1211 West Hudson Road in Rogers.
And this bit of advice, if you're scheduled to do anything in the next 72 hours and you're unsure, call where you're supposed to be. Wednesday, February 19th, marks the beginning of the Fayetteville Farmers Markets series of Ozarks Craft Workshops. First one will be a fruit grafting workshop at Millsap Farm. It will be taught by Patrick Byers, who's regional horticulturalist with the University of Arkansas, with University Extension. He'll explain and demonstrate the grafting of apple and pear trees. This sounds really interesting. Then there will be an opportunity for each participant to give it a try, grafting pear and apple trees on Millsap Farm. So the tour begins at noon, lunch at 12:30, followed by the grafting class at 1:30. It's going to be about a three-hour event. Should be done by 5. For current craft apprentices and host farmers, the workshop's free. For others, cost $15. That includes lunch. If you plan on attending, they do want you to RSVP to millsapfarms@gmail.com. You can also call 417-839-0847.
The Fayetteville City Clerk's Office is accepting applications for 14 openings on 8 boards and commissions. Applicants must be registered to vote in Fayetteville. Application forms are available at accessfayetteville.org by clicking on the Government tab. Select City Clerk and then Documents. They can be emailed to city_clerk@fayetteville-r.gov. That's a lot. Check our website, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah. Or mailed to the City Clerk's Office at 113 West Mountain Street. Applications must be received by 5 p.m. February 28th. Just a few of the openings are a position on the Advertising and Promotion Commission, City Board of Health, Civil Service Commission, and there are quite a few others, but again, just go to their website to look for those.
Also, one for the Town and Gown Advisory Committee, which tries to make sure things between city and campus work smoothly. Fayetteville artist Linda Sheets, independent publisher of 2 books with her scratchboard drawings of rescued dogs and cats, has launched another book project on the crowdsourcing website Kickstarter. She has until March 6th to raise $9,500 that she needs for the project. Chicken Scratchin' will be a collection of Linda's scratchboard drawings of backyard and urban chickens from around the world. It will include short stories provided by the owners about the birds. Miller Williams, we all know who Miller Williams is, assisted in the editing of the first 2 books, including granting permission to use 2 of his poems in those books, and will again provide assistance. Local book designer Liz Lester designed and supervised print production on the dog and cat books and will also be the lead designer on the chicken book. She plans to release the book in October. If you'd like more information, you can go to Kickstarter.com, then just search for Linda Sheets.
A kickoff reception for the 2014 Upstream Art Project will be held next Saturday, February 15th, from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Fayetteville Underground. Project representatives and previous artists will be there to answer questions about the upstream art and to show off last year's or previous year's art. This is a program where artists are invited to paint around a storm drain to draw attention to what we're putting down our storm
drain.
And to
remind you that it doesn't just go to some mysterious place.
No.
All goes downstream.
Mm-hmm. And they do ask, they're calling for artists. There are 12 storm drains for this year's project. They're asking that all the messages or all the designs contain the message drains to creek. Applications are due March 14th and all the art must be completed by May 20th. Those ones that are approved and accepted. For more information, contact Jane Maginot with the Cooperative Extension Service.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but the drains to creek message can be in either English or Spanish, correct?
Right. Okay. Right. Because it's not just in Fayetteville, although the reception's at the Fayetteville Underground. I mean, it's all over Northwest Arkansas.
There
you
go.
Yeah. So contact Jane by calling 479-444-1755.